When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1979, Shake Your Groove Thing by Peaches and Herb. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Really interesting choice, Jake, in that remember yesterday you played Bill Withers and Grover Washington?
Yes.
Just the two of us, which is a beautiful song. I gave it a high rating, but I thought it was interesting that you came out of the gate with such a kind of a mellow song. I thought maybe you'd come out of the gate with that type of song.
Well,
just some advice for you going forward.
This tool's all back together.
So we opened up with Colorado Week with just a very...
Bill Withers. Just the two of us.
All right, let's do this thing.
It was a really
good
song.
Can you imagine that before? Imagine sitting there in the locker like that. Put Bill Withers on quick.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Just get ready.
It was really mellow. I was like, come on, Bill.
It was Labor Day, you know. Now we're all back here.
So, Shake Your Groove Thing.
Peaches and Herb. What a great band.
They had another. God.
Chime in, Rick Heyman. I'm sure they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They have to be.
No, they're not.
Oh, they have to be.
Gotta be.
Peaches, are you kidding me?
Wait a second. Peaches and Herb did have a hit.
That one right there.
And another one. And another
one. That was great.
Oh, Reunited.
Oh, and it feels so good.
Right.
That was a little slower song.
Yes, that was. You got it, though. So I think that's it, pretty much. Shake Your Groove Thing and Reunited. Reunited was 1978 as well. Wow, better times.
Better times. This would be, if you went and saw him at concert at the Holiday Inn, you want to say, play that song three times. Open with it, in the middle, and then end with it.
Yep.
And then get
open, middle, and end.
Yes. Groove Thing! Play Groove Thing! Please play Groove Thing again.
I think that's about it. Then maybe there's another one in there that you've heard. But Reunited was a good ballad. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm stunned you like that song. That's the song that you'd make fun of if I played it.
I don't know.
Reunited Peaches, and It Feels So Good.
Yeah.
An herb.
And Misunderstood.
Know. Yeah.
That one, yeah.
Reunited and It's Understood.
That was Misunderstood.
There's one perfect thing in sugar. This one is it. We both are so excited
because we're reunited.
Look at that.
We're all reunited here.
We got it. We're reunited.
We are. The stool.
You could have played that one.
I could have, I guess.
Anyway, no, that's really good, Jake. Really good song. That's a 9.007.
I'm with Sip, though. That should have been a Monday song.
I wanted Bill to enjoy that one, though.
What did he come out with again yesterday?
Bill Withers and Grover Washington, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
You and
that's an 8994.
Okay.
8994. Better times.
Young better guy. Times.
Yes.
Don't get me started on that. Hopefully you'll go to better times later in the show.
Young Ben, what, 7'2"?
I Ben's got to be 6'8".
That's a good guess. 6'8's a good guess.
8.2. Hey, good scores
today.
He
liked the vibe. He liked the energy.
Good scores.
Ben's been given good scores.
From the text lines, right before we get to Bill's Thrills, Ellis says meh.
5.
On that one. Mm. Give him meh.
Nah.
Downtown Scott, 7.45. Cody in Broken Bow, absolutely awful. 1.1 on that one.
I don't understand.
East Lincoln West, 5.6. Also another meh on that one. Guilt Nerd, 2.6.
What am I missing?
Ron, a 2. Ryan in California, 7.4. Kiffin in Columbus, 6.8.
Who in Bert?
4.
Pretty high score for Bert.
Yeah,
thank you.
Pretty high for Bert. It's not bad for Bert.
You guys weren't in sync on that one as much. You got to work on that a
Husker
bit.
Mike in Waterloo, an 8 on that one.
That's Husker Mike's a friend.
Getting back. Sanderson, say 6.3.
He's a friend. They're all friends.
Jared in Ord, 5.2. Not very high scores today.
No.
Song of the day. Mm. You guys gave it high scores. Thank you.
God dang.
I liked it.
Wouldn't you say, though, Jake, interesting choice.
Yes.
Peaches and Herb.
Yeah.
God, Jake.
You didn't see that one coming.
No.
Yes.
God, I love it.
Well.
That's why I look forward to the song of the day.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Bill. Irrationally, almost, look forward to it. Like,
I do. I get excited about it. Then, yeah. Then we find out that Ben's been cheating and listening to it early. Yeah.
That he did it again today.
Yeah, that was a blow for
again today.
Don't do that.
Ben, you can't listen to it.
That's part of the
sacred.
I've never walked in one time and nosed around on what the song of the day is. I don't want to know.
You don't want to nose around.
Don't want to know.
Were you nosing around?
Yeah, it was.
Were you nosing around?
Yes.
Ben, we told you that it's sacred.
Look at Ben stop perusing back there.
Looks like a hair cap. Like he puts it on in the morning.
It's perfect.
It's sacred, okay? We don't know anything.
Sip, I know you love Song of the Day, but you also love Bill's Thrills.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's fire it up on a Bugaboo Tuesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a Bugaboo Tuesday, and Bill is here for it. Bill, what's bothering you today?
Things bother me.
They do.
And one thing that bothers me is the corn situation. We're in the middle of it right now.
We've got some fights going on.
Harvest going on right now. All right, my Bugaboo.
There's the flip.
There it is.
I thought to do something a little odd and go back in time.
Are you kidding me?
We just don't do that enough.
Oh, AI.
Oh, no.
Improved automated climate control.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The ceiling is not appealing. The tubular fan, the fan. The fan is what bothers me the most right now.
What are you talking about?
The fan, because of all these new inventions of AI, the ceiling fans, all the new fans that are, the ones are just like the tall tube type of looking things. Yeah. And all like that. Yeah, because of all those things, the box fan that was in everyone's house forever is gone, and the rotary fan is gone, and there's no kids talking into it to make a robot voice.
You don't see it.
You don't see it anymore.
It's
non-existent. And it's disheveling to this world. Oh, God. It would eat up an hour a day. Just make the robot sound. You just stand in front of the fan and talk, and your mom would be like, what are you doing? And you would just stand, and as kids, you'd always stop. We went by a fan. There's no box fan anymore, and there's no fans like that anymore. No. Everyone has all these new fans. Ceiling fans.
What's the tube fan?
What's that?
I don't even know what it is. It's tall.
It's about this big around.
Yeah. It's called a tornado, I think.
Where's the air blowout?
It kind of moves. Anyway,
it's called a tornado.
It's called a tornado fan. Remember the box fan that everyone had? Two or three. You had them everywhere.
By your bed.
The big box fan. Or just the old school one. and you could stop it. You could put it on there. You could have it on rotation.
Just keep talking. This is beautiful.
It would be on the floor at everyone's house. house because it's kind of rotate the air. Uh-huh. Kind of get it going through because AC now is so good. Mm-hmm. Refrigerated air is so, which I like refrigerated air. We know my feeling for that. Not these fans. You don't see them anywhere anymore.
Not really. The box fan,
it doesn't. And you don't see kids spending time all summer long talking into them. That's where the problem is. There's kids now that have no idea how to make a robot voice into a fan.
I didn't do that very much.
I did it quite often. I kind of missed that. Yeah, I did it quite often.
I know what you're talking about. Don't get me wrong. I know what you're talking. I just never partook in it.
All of a sudden, when you start, do it again. I can't even do it again. Like just wah 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 wah. You're talking. It sounded like it was robot talk, wasn't it, Ben? Yeah, it was incredible.
Ben knows.
It's better times. We've got a problem in society right now because no one has them because of the improvement. Everyone had to make it better, and now no one knows how to do that anymore.
I think that if you want a fan like that, you go to an older gentleman like Missing Tooth Greg. I had some issues in my basement, and I needed fans. And I didn't have them, and he said, I got some, but he's 64.
Yeah. Has the fans.
Yeah, he has the fans. If you go to a 30-year-old like Jake, we don't have a box fan.
Well, I've done that before, though. Yeah.
You want a tube?
You want a tube?
I'd be like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
How about the ceiling fan? We turn that on? No. Can you talk into a ceiling fan? Try that. Try talking to a ceiling fan. See how that makes a robot voice. Fan. Anything from the text line, Jake?
Actually, we do. And off YouTube, Genghis Korn on YouTube.
Genghis Korn is a friend of mine.
Is he?
Yes, he's a very loyal follower.
Well, he says, I have a box fan in my shop. I still do this all the time.
See? Thank you.
Genghis still does it as a grown man.
See? Better times. Because he did it. He grew up with it. Yes. He grew up with it.
Better times, better Genghis.
Time. Someone says, Dylan Carney says, I am 39. I still use a box fan every single day.
Really? Yeah, there's some so people. There's a few people.
But you don't see the kids talking into him. No, they don't know what it is.
You don't see him as much.
I've not seen it in probably 15 years.
No, you don't see it as much.
No.
You don't.
If I walked by and there was someone, say a nephew or niece, doing it, I would do it with them. Hang on, I know you would. Let me jump in quick on
this. For an hour.
Eat up an hour.
Unnamed texture says, my son is 2.5 years old. I just taught him how to talk into the fan. He loved it.
That's beautiful.
Thank you for making sure this is still a thing. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Bringing it back.
Nert says, we have 4 box fans that run every night in our home next to our bed and kids' beds as well. Common to hear the robot voice in our house.
Is it nice?
People
it's
like
not fully gone.
Some people just like that sound to get to sleep.
Like the fan sound, yes.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
The box fan was, there was 2 in everyone's house in our day, Sip. When we walked into anyone's house,
100.
There was 2 box fans going, usually moving air from one room to another.
They were all over the place.
They were all over the place. We were walking into a wind tunnel.
Right.
It was a wind tunnel in the house. Not now.
There was a bigger...
Turn the tube fan on.
Turn the tube fan on. Oh, boy. No. Better time.
That is a wonderful edition of Bugaboo Tuesday, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour 2 next is the spread right on Nebraska-Colorado for Saturday. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.